Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 12, 1897. Daniels, Sunnyside, Corranbong, New South Wales, Australia, January 10th, 1897. Portions of this letter are published in BTSO3/1909. Elder Daniels, North Fitzroy, Melbourne. Dear Brother, I received your letter with the enclosures. I was much relieved. I do have an appreciation of human souls, and shall be rejoiced if the brethren that left the office will come back under the conviction of the Spirit of God. I want to see them happy in the love of God, and in the very place where the Lord has appointed them. He has given to every man his work, and to those who are connected with his special service he will give grace and power, if they will ask for it. For the past week I have been drawn out in our seasons of family prayer, in a special manner, in behalf of our brethren Miller and Woods. I have felt that we should see the four who left the office in their positions again, doing service to God. On Sabbath, I again bore my testimony decidedly in favor of the church searching their own hearts. We must bear in mind that Satan is a wily foe, and he will work with the greatest diligence to hedge up the way of every soul who will give to the Lord his service. We are none of us free from his temptations. At times, I am severely distressed as I see the wicked course that Brother and Sister Shannon have pursued. These souls are precious, but to see them so unreasonable and wicked and accusing makes my heart ache. I feel so sorry that we cannot have any minister here or in Sydney. I tell you, it is trying for me. I shall go to Sydney this week. I have now let Brother Semmons have £35. He wrote me that he had 8 patients and must do more purchasing. I hope that they will drive me out of my room, and Brother and Sister Baker out of their rooms, in a few months. I am anxious to see something done. I have had no thought but that it was the best thing that could be done for Brother Lacey to go out according to the plan which you proposed. It certainly is the best that can be done, so I have decided to make the best of the situation. I hope that Elder Haskell will come ere long, and this will relieve the situation. I am praying for you in Melbourne, that the enemy will be defeated. The Lord would have his people labor for unity and to answer the prayer of Christ. Here is our greatest hindrance. When we read, "The whole multitude of them that believed were of one heart and one mind," we understand that the agency of the Holy Spirit was doing its work on human hearts. Acts 4, verse 32. Until the Holy Spirit is accepted and allowed to do its office work upon the heart, each individual will strive to become a center of influence for himself. But we know, in our experience, that harmonious subordination to the Spirit of God is rest and peace and joy. Then think of the positive necessity of coming under this molding, transforming power, in order to enjoy heaven in this life and eternal blessing in the future life. We are never to get above the simplicity of the work. It is a power in its simplicity. A consistent life and fervent zeal, a meek and quiet spirit mingled with a heart overflowing with love for perishing souls, is Bible religion. We cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. The Lord help us all to follow Jesus. He will teach us the art of overcoming obstacles, of supplanting rivals, and winning hearts. I am sure we need Jesus at every step. Much love to Sister Daniels and the saints in your house. January 11th. Yesterday evening I called a meeting, and the workmen on the building, Father Lacey, Brethren Hare, Anderson, and the Lamplows were present. I read and said some plain things. Brother Lawrence's case was the subject matter, and I told them I could not by silence sanction his course of action. For myself, I could not discern what possible benefit he could be to the school. His whole aim and plans are centered in himself. He has so thoroughly cultivated selfishness that he seems to be unable to consider that he is in this world to minister to poor, deceived, deluded men. Our meeting, which was held in the upper part of the mill, lasted from 7:30 till after 10. I think the man is blinded to all spiritual things. If he has been a Christian in the service of God, he certainly has no connection with God today. He is the most selfish man I ever came in contact with. There is no break yet. If he should fall upon the rock and be broken, then a change could take place. But he is so self-complacent. He thinks he is such a capable man. He esteems all that he lays his hands upon to do as of the highest value. But it is of no use to write more about this, for it is better imagined than described. I am sure Satan, with his hellish agencies, is striving his best to dishearten and discourage. But we must not be discouraged, neither must we fail. We must suffer loss, and be spoken against, and have false witness borne against us, and take it patiently for Christ's sake. One thing is sure, God is true. We may lean heavily on Him, and we shall not become confused amid the babble of voices. We must put the armor on, and keep it on. Then what? Fight manfully the battles of the Lord, and having done all, to stand, ready for another conflict. Ephesians 6, verse 13. We must keep in harness the whole armor of God. We must have increased faith, and move forward, carrying this banner of truth, the commandments of God, and the faith of Jesus. We must not think that we are the generals, but that we are under the mighty General of armies. Oh, let us pray as never before. Let us believe with heart and soul the words of John, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world." John 1, verse 29. It is a poor time when in the fierce conflict to show one particle of cowardice. We have a general who never lost a battle. Have faith in God, and we shall gain the victory. I believe the Lord will work in behalf of brethren Miller and Woods and bring them back to the office. Our Savior is the Restorer. How He longs to gather His children together as a hen gathers her brood under His wings. Oh, that His people had hearkened unto Him, and Israel had walked in His ways. Psalm 81, verse 13. It is blinding unbelief and self-sufficiency that will not permit those that are in error to know Him. Then they would not crucify to themselves the Lord of glory and put Him to an open shame. We must cultivate faith. We must believe at every step and talk courage and hope. Light, precious light, is for the people of God who will see it. In love.